It was all new to George, and all very interesting. He said to himself that he would remember that lesson and never face backward when getting off a streetcar. The car for which Uncle Robert and the boys were waiting came along and stopped. They all stepped into the street to get on, but the car was very crowded. George made a dash for the platform and swung on, holding to the rod with one hand, while he carried his traveling bag in the other. He could find room for only one foot on the lower step. "Better wait for the next car, George," said Uncle Robert. "One will be along in a minute or two, and it may not be so crowded." He helped the boy down from the step, just as the car started ahead. "A few minutes' time doesn't matter so much as getting thrown down and injured," said Uncle Robert. "Many people fall from crowded cars, and sometimes are run over by automobiles before they can get up again. It is better to be safe than sorry." The next car was not so crowded, and they all found seats for the ride to the Wilson home. When it was time to get off, George remembered the accident that had happened to the woman. He stepped down from the car very carefully, facing forward instead of backward. In a few minutes they were safely home, and the country boy thought that he had already learned a good deal about the dangers of the big city.